All right, we are live from Exotica, New Jersey, 2015, day 3, Sunday, with the lovely Miss Tia Cyrus. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now I'm talking to you. How's your weekend been here at Exotica?
Amazing. It's actually my first time here doing Exotica, New Jersey, so I'm meeting my fans, a lot of the fans that I didn't get to meet in general when I'm featuring, so it's actually been amazing. They've been really, really generous with giving me gifts as well, so I love them all. Thank you.
Is that Raiders beanie you're wearing there a gift from one of your fans?
Yes, it is. It's one of many. I got Huff socks, everything from down to my almost everything on my wish list, so I love it. Yeah, but go Raiders! You guys are having a great season.
So have you gone to any of the parties tonight or gone to see any of the other girls feature dance?
I generally feature and I see all my girlfriends feature all the time, so sadly I did not go last night to Sapphire's to go support one of my closest friend Veronica, but I heard she killed it. I got video and I'm so proud of my girl. But yeah, no, Veronica's just been killing it lately when her featuring. I am impressed with that little spinner there. But yeah, no, I stayed home because I've been running a slight fever, but I actually got it down, so I'm actually quite happy about that too. But yeah, I had cake and I was watching Trainwreck actually.
Had your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, for those fans who aren't too familiar, how long have you been in the business now?
I've been in the business for almost 7 years, going on 8 by next year.
Really? Been that long already?
Yeah, it's had me since at the age of 18, like fresh 18, like a week old. So, yeah, I just turned 25, so you did the math.
In addition to shooting movies, you say you also feature dance as well, correct?
Yes, I do feature dance. I'm actually addicted in a way. I really do have fun when I'm on the stage, and I get to interact more with my fans. I get to know them. And a lot of these clubs are surprising because they have a lot of hot girls that could do amazing things on the stripper poles. The food. Some of these strip clubs have food. Don't knock it until you try it, man. Dinner and a show.
So, what you been working on lately? You got any new movies or any new scenes coming out?
I just shot a scene with Kieran Lee for Digital Playground about 3.5 days, actually the day before I came down here. And it's my third squirt scene ever. I didn't even know I was doing it. I was freaking out. He was like, no, it's going to happen. I was like, no, it's not. And then it happened. And I was like, oh my God, it happened. So, so that's going to be awesome. That's for Digital Playground. And it's called Christmas Mistress. I played the mistress, of course. And I'm also excited. My browser scene came out. I believe it's called Not Physic Ed or something along the lines. But it's the only scene I have for browsers. It was my first shoot. It's getting amazing ratings, and it's a good scene. I just get fucked. I almost take the chair with me. I spin upside down. I am the true definition of a spinner when Prince Joshua and I reunite for a scene, pretty much.
Sounds like fun.
I'm excited for y'all to keep seeing it. Be sure to vote on it, comment it, because it'll have me back. And then Digital Playground, you'll be seeing a lot more of me on Digital Playground too.
All right, like you said, you've been in the business for about 7 years now. How much longer do you see yourself in the adult industry?
I see myself most likely being, if I no longer in front of the camera, I'll be behind the camera participating in script writing, directing, personal assisting, whichever one. But I could see myself going on another decade, I guess. I mean, I'm not getting any older. From the camera's perspective, I'm getting younger with these damn pigtails they put me on. 25 and I'm still doing pigtails till this day. So I'm excited.
There you go. So in addition to eventually directing, are there any other goals or things you'd like to accomplish over the course of your career?
Yes, I want to continue designing jewelry and clothes on my spare time. And I'm going to go to school to be a singer / songwriter, but not necessarily sing. I am going to be a songwriter. I just want to be pretty much contracted to one label so that way I work with their artists rather than working hourly and with random artists. But I know exactly what I want to do. And I already have like several books filled with poetry. So it's just a company that I have to sit down and choose at the end of the day who to work with. So hopefully you guys will be inspired with my lyrics or poetry, whichever comes first.
All right, sounds good. All right, last question. What is your personal definition of good sex? What makes sex good for you?
when you have a connection with that person, and it's not even, you don't even have to have sex, but that, like, that person gets you wet just by talking to you, looking you in your eyes. I mean, I get it every day. I'm thankfully in bed with every day Shyla Styles as my girlfriend, and every day that I'm with her when we have our sexual encounters, sometimes it's not even sex. We take baths together, and it's not even sexual, but her the way she caresses me, the way she holds me, the way we look into each other's eyes, kisses here and there, that's to me sex. When you generally have that compassion, and just a kiss turns you on, and it's orgasmic in a way.
More sensual than sexual.
Sensual, yes. Sensual is the key. Be sensual. And at the end of the day, we get sex on camera all the time. We need that sensual partner to complete us. I can never explain this one because it's really hard. I can never explain this damn feeling that when Shyla asked, she's like, what do I do to you? I'm like, because my fucking pussy is so wet the minute she kisses me. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm just like, it's something you do. It's not even, you can walk in the room looking like a complete mess. It's the way you walk. As long as you have confidence in yourself, that to me is sexy.
Well, like I said, it's different for everybody. That's why I like to ask the girls what works for them.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and I hope to see you again in the future.
Yes, please. Thank you for having me.